सागर से गहरा है प्यार तुम्हारा।
ओम शांति। यस, ओम शांति। यस, ओम शांति। या नाउ ऑल ऑफ यू आर हियर, प्लीज कम डाउन टू द कॉर्पोरियल वर्ल्ड। ओके, एनीवे, वेलकम ऑल ऑफ यू टू दिस कॉर्पोरियल वर्ल्ड अलोंग विद दिस ब्यूटीफुल एंजल फ्रॉम ज्ञान सरोवर, मंजू बेन। सो बाप दादस वंडरफुल ब्यूटीफुल प्रेशियस ज्वेल इज विद अस, एंजल फ्रॉम ज्ञान सरोवर। All of you know Manju Ben from Ganj Sarovar? How many of you know? Yeah, so many of you know. And she's a wonderful instrument. I mean, she has translated many books. That's just one of the specialities that she will share it with you, how many books she has translated. And also, she's a very good Baba's instrument, inspiring the souls around India, around the globe, through her inspiring sharing of godly wisdom. And also 40 years of experience. And also Madhuban, maybe 20 years. Exactly, do not remember the number of years. Yes, Manju Ben, is it 20 years?
18.
Okay. So just, you can see, we are so fortunate to have Manju Ben with us, with 18 years of Madhuban sustenance. So you will hear from her about this beautiful topic today, healing your feelings. Wonderful topic, huh? Beautiful. So I would request Manju Ben to share on this topic, and let's give a big hand to Manju Ben and welcome Manju Ben. Yes, louder. Thank you. So now I request Manju Ben to share her experience regarding the topic. Om Shanti.
Thank you, Geeta Ben. Thank you very much. Om Shanti. Good morning. You're all okay? Very cold? Nice? People in the world nowadays, they are very much into healing and cleaning. Yeah, people go to different therapists and herbalists. They want to get cleansing of the body, detoxifying, clean the system, clean the liver, clean kidney, clean that and clean this. And people go here and there for all cleansing. I'm sure most of you do go. Yeah, you go to the hospital for cleansing. Or you might be taking some syrups and some that and this to cleanse and cleanse and cleanse. And some people go to a few healers, color healing, healing through sound, healing through, I don't know, different stones. You know, have you heard about that? You go crazy. But I don't know how far people can be healed, but it all cost money. Few dollars, few. But the root many times is internal. It's very much possible for us to heal the physical body, but if I have to heal my mind, I don't think there is any therapist in the world. And the best therapist is self. Baba can give us energy, Baba gives us knowledge, but it is we who have to use it and take the medicine. The best doctor in the world can only give you medicine, but I have to take it. If I refuse to take the medicine, then I can't be healed, isn't it? So I am the best doctor. You are the best doctor. I can heal my own mind. Nobody else can heal our mind. You know something? Each one of us are the best teachers. I can teach myself. Even if God comes down and try to teach us, but if I don't reteach myself, I can't learn. I have to teach myself. I have to tell myself, yes, this is what, Manju, listen, this is what it is. I have to remind it. I have to teach myself. Allow my mind to accept it. Then it gets into my system. Otherwise, the greatest knowledge cannot enter my system because I haven't taught it to myself. So I am the best teacher. I am the best healer. Many, you know, the biggest disease in the world today is depression. AIDS, cancer, it's all stories. And unfortunately, many of Baba's children are also depressed. They might not show, they might not aware, they might not even know, but not happy. So if you're not happy, then what are you? You're sad. So what does it mean if you're sad? You're depressed. Face is hung. We walk as if you're carrying the whole world on us. No sparkle in the eyes. Very tired. Every day Amrit Vela, every day Murli. Every day Dadi Janki's class, every day evening meditation, every Thursday cook bhog, every day cook food, offer Baba, work in the office, come back, clean the house. I'm tired of confluence age, I'm tired of Brahman life. Gyan, very good, fantastic. Well, why are we tired? Tell me honestly, how many of us are tired? Well, you don't have to raise, but each one of us know in the heart if we are tired. The enthusiasm, the happiness we need to have to fly, jump. I can't do anymore. I don't even have strength to walk. Ah, if somebody says, such good class. I say, I know. All classes are good. Everything is good, but I have no energy today. I would rather go and have a good nap. I would love to sleep. If you just allow me to sleep, that will be the best class I will ever have. Tired. So tired, not happy. We all need rest. It is essential. We all have to sleep. We all have to eat. But why? It is something that I have to think, is my body tired or is my mind tired? If your mind is very happy, your tiredness of your body, you will never even know. If you're interested in something, you will not know about the tiredness of your body because you're interested. You want to get the thing done. You like it. When you like something, you can wake up whole night and do. When you are interested, you don't mind doing anything because you like it. Why is that? There is something, some blockages in the mind that we need to remove it, and I have to remove it. Meditation doesn't mean only sit down and say, I am a soul, I am child of Supreme Soul, and I'm going, flying into Paramdham, but not even inch I've moved. I'm still here, but I'm just thinking I'm flying. I haven't even flight. Nothing is happening. But actually, meditation is something that I have to sit and realize. deep within myself to know what is happening in me. I'm a soul, but I'm a soul. What sort of a soul? What are my specialities? What are my weaknesses? What is the reason as to why God has chosen me? There should be some special reason. Something very, very special and unique that only and only I have. Nobody else has that. You know, each Baba's child is designed for a specific task. God has chosen each child for a specific task. And only you can do that. The task you could do, I cannot. The task I can do, you cannot. So each one has a specific, very special speciality that God has chosen for. It's very clever. You know, the nut cannot do the work of a hammer. Hammer cannot do the work of a scissor. Scissors cannot do the work of, you know, another thing. So each a minute thing to a big thing has its own speciality, and that particular thing can do that particular job and the others cannot do it. So I'm chosen for a particular cause, and only I can do, nobody else can do that. Okay. Now, you just close your eyes, take a deep breath, and just honestly, you don't have to speak about it, honestly, see in your heart what sort of feelings are you holding in your heart? What type of feelings you hold in your heart? What sort of thoughts that you give space or place in your mind or in your heart? Okay? Yeah? Okay. Now, many a times, actually every time, the words, the incidents, situations, circumstances, they come, they go away. But the feelings are retained. We can't forget that. It stays in the mind. And unfortunately, there might be many situations, many incidents, many circumstances, but there are only few types of situations that we hold in our heart, we keep in our mind. Yeah? Not everything that we keep in the mind. So among that we have kept in the mind, again, you just close your eyes, take a deep breath and see all that you have gathered, the feelings, the emotions that you have gathered in your heart, how many of them are pleasant, how many are negative, that hurts you, that are very bitter, that you just want to forget, that you want to come out of it. How many pleasant, good, positive, how many bitter, negative, not really good. Every time I think about it, I feel like crying, I weep, I feel bad. Bad feelings, I feel bad. Feel bad? Which is more? And the balance? Feeling bad is more, feeling good is more? Or is it equal? Or no bad at all, only feeling good, 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 good? How is it? I wish it's always like that. But why do we feel bad? Like say for example, I smiled at you. Yeah? I gave a very broad smile, but you never smiled back at me. I feel bad. Why should I feel bad? Well, I smiled, you did not smile, so that's your problem. Why should I feel bad? You got it? The first reason is my mind is very weak and fragile. Every small thing can hurt you. Number one. Number two is expectation. We have so much expectation. We expect, if I smile at you, you have to smile at me every time I look at you. Every time you see me. But why should you smile at me every time I see you? Or every time you see me? So if you don't smile at me, I'm hurt. I feel bad. Look, this brother, he never smiles at me. I smiled at him twice. But I don't even once think, maybe he is busy. Maybe he has his own problem. Maybe he did not look at me. Or maybe he is troubled. He is in problem. So we don't even once try to see the other person's position. But every time we expect is that he has to, that person has to. Okay, even the person has no problems. He has no other, nothing. But why should he smile at all? If he wants, he smiles. If he doesn't want, he doesn't smile. But why should I want him to or her to smile at me? Expecting. That's such a big, actually, it sounds very small, but it's so funny. We want another person to be as I wish. I want you to be the way I want you to be. But I never think that you should be, I should think the way you are, instead of thinking that you want to be the way I want you to be. You can't be the way I want you to be. Instead, I should be thinking the way you actually are. We many times draw a picture in the mind of each person. She is my center in charge, so she should be like this. She is my friend, she should be like this. I have a picture of a friend in my mind. She is my subordinate, she should be this way. This is Dadi, Dadi should be this way. God should be this way. So I have drawn picture of each person, whoever is in my relationship, in my contact, situations should be this way. Yeah? Not every time it should be the way you want it to be. So then I'm hurt. So one is, my mind is very weak. The thoughts creates feeling. Because I have habit of thinking negative for a long period of time, my mind has become weak. Because I have habit of thinking too much, that my mind is weak. Because my mind thinks too much about the waste, that my mind is weak. Yeah, unnecessary. Unwanted, untimely, irrelevant. It's absolutely not relevant thinking that particular thing now at this point in time. But I think. And therefore my mind has become fragile. Because my thoughts are weak, my feelings are weak, my emotions are weak. Yeah? And secondly, it's we expect so much from people, from everybody. And the third reason is the very fundamental thing to have a very good meditation is self-respect. When I come down from my self-respect, that I feel the hurt. I'm hurt. Every small thing can hurt me. You said this, you did not say this, it hurts me. Because we always expect, we always want somebody to talk good about me. But if somebody does not talk good about me, then I'm hurt. Because I want you to only talk nice things about me, good things about me. Praise, like today Baba said about the praise. And if I'm not praised, or I'm not, if people doesn't say good things about me, the positive aspect of me, then I'm hurt. So this is the lack of self-respect. Whether you talk good about me or not, I know what I am. I know why God chose me. So I should not be taken away by the people. What people say. Today you might say I'm good, tomorrow the same person may say I'm not good. Today the person who said I'm not good, tomorrow he may praise me. It's people. Tongue has no bone. It can twist and tell anything, speak anything. So why should I worry? I don't have to worry. But we worry. We are hurt. So, for a long period of time, even as a Brahman, I carry the bitterness and pain in my heart. I remember Baba. I remember the highest power. I know I have the highest, the most supreme wisdom in me. But yet, why are my feelings not clean? Why do I carry those bitterness in myself? My heart is so heavy. You know, if the mind, the heart is heavy, I can't fly. I sit here and say, I'm Baba, Baba. You know something very interesting, Dadis used to talk. Baba never used to like, you know, going to Baba's room and crying. Baba never liked. He said, go out, finish crying and then come to me. And Baba many times used to say, are you a widow that you cry? Don't you remember who you found? Who you belong to? Why do you cry? For what? You have found God, you have found kingdom, you have found your long lost and now found child. You have found ocean of love and you cry, you weep. Are you a widow? Your husband has died. So Baba used to use such words that, you know, the tears used to stop here. It would not roll down. Baba never liked any child with dull or weeping face. He used to never like that. Carrying bitter, because God, front of God, we want our heart, mind clean. Okay, physically I'm clean. Okay, I have no vice. I don't have greed, I don't have anger, I don't have lust, I don't have this. But I still carry the bitterness from the past, isn't it? I haven't cleansed them from within. It's again something that I have to close my eyes and sit quietly and see, do I still have bitterness in my heart? Do I still have ill feelings for anyone? Yeah? Do I still have pain from my past? Or even present? I don't know. Even in the present I might have pain. So if I still carry those bitterness and pain and ill feelings, then I'm not really clean from within. I can't really have a good meditation and experience that good stage of meditation, then I get tired. I'm internally tired because I'm carrying that pain and bitterness in me. And those ill feelings makes me tired. It's a burden, isn't it? So burden makes me tired. Yeah? I don't know how many of you have seen or heard about Dadi, Didi Manmohini. You heard about Didi Manmohini? Yeah? No? You haven't even heard? Okay, you've seen her in the pictures. Alright, okay. So, Didi Manmohini used to be with Dadi Prakashmani. After Baba became avyakt, these two great personalities used to run yagya. And Didi left. Didi became avyakt in 83, I guess. 83, and then onwards, then Dadiji was just by herself with other Dadis. But before it was Didi and Dadi. So Didi Manmohini used to be very, very powerful, and you know, she used to be very strict in principles, and you know, she was very, very sharp in the sense she could understand, she could very deeply, from deep within your heart, as to what is the stage of the soul and what the soul needs. So she was very, very sharp in that way. We used to be small, you know, young, and like if somebody tell us something, you know, some little quarrel, fight, we used to go to her crying, Adidi, this one said this to me, that one said that to me. And she used to just look at us and she said, Did you feel bad? Feeling is a flu. You feel bad, that's a big flu. It is contagious. So you're diseased. Well, at that time, it didn't really enter what really she meant by feeling is flu, or feeling is contagious, or if you feel bad, that's a disease in itself. But yes, when we grew up, we know what actually she meant by having ill feeling is like a disease. You know? If you have infection, is it seen outside? If I have throat infection, if I have stomach infection, it's not seen, isn't it? There are different symptoms by which one can understand that there is some infection in the body. Similarly, feeling itself is a big infection. It will not keep you healthy. Many times, you know, people say, I don't know, I don't feel good today. Are you okay? No, I don't feel good today. Why you're not feeling good today? Did anything happen? No. Did you fight with somebody or somebody fought with you? No. Something broke? No. Something happened? No. Why you don't feel good? I don't know. I don't feel good today. I feel like crying today. I feel like just locking myself in the room today. I don't want to meet anyone today. Today I feel this and today I feel that. What is this? You feel anything, any time? Yeah, it happens. What do you feel now? Running away? No? Anybody here feel like running away? This is too much now. Let me run out of... Feel. Behind every feeling, there is a subtle thought. Probably you're aware, you might not aware, but the thought is there. No feeling can ever be created without a thought. Yeah? If you have a feeling, it means you have a thought. We may give 100 reasons as to why we are feeling this. because of that, because of this, because of her, because of... There might be 100 because, 100 causes, 100 reasons as to why I'm feeling like this. But eventually, I've accepted it. I've allowed it to happen. So, it's my fault. I'm responsible for that feeling. Because you did not smile, I felt bad. Because he said this to me, I feel this. Because that, okay. But why is my door so widely open that anything can come and anything can go? Is your heart private or public? Is it a public place? Anybody can go, anybody can come. Now cat came, then rat came, then dog came, then pig came. Anything is coming and going. And you just stand there and watch, what can I do? Pig is coming. What can I do? Rat is coming. But why do you keep your door open? Because rat came, I am so unhappy. Because that came, I am. Today cockroach came, you know, it entered into. So why am I keeping all that open? And that's the reason Baba has given a very, very beautiful a way. You know, he's taught us a way. It's a beautiful way, beautiful method to clean every day. Clean my heart, clean my mind. We all clean our dustbins at home? Yeah? How many of you clean your dustbin every day? Just one, two. Isn't it something obvious that we all clean the dustbin every day? Don't we? You don't have a dustbin. So you throw everywhere. Where do you throw if you want to throw anything? Directly where? But you have some place to throw out, yeah? And we throw every day. What happens if we don't empty the bin for a week? Huh? What happens if we don't empty the bin for a month? Not good, isn't it? Stinks. Baba says, my mind is like a temple. My heart is like a temple where I should allow God to live. I should make my heart, my mind such a pure, clean place that God will be pleased and happy to live in that heart. And Baba should feel, if I want to live, I should only live in this heart. Because this, I find this is the purest heart. Purest place is this one's heart. So if I want, if I wish, I can make my heart a pure place, a very clean place for God to live. If I wish, I can make the same heart a garbage bin, dustbin, where all the past dirty things are accumulated. And I keep them. Just open your heart, open your mind and see. What have you stored in your heart? Good things? Pleasant things? Or all bitter things? What do you have as a store in your heart? First of all, we shouldn't store anything in the heart at all. We should be emptying it every day, isn't it? Baba says, before you go to bed, give away everything to Baba. Whatever happened, be very honest to yourself. If I have done something wrong, if somebody else did something wrong, tell away, speak out to Baba, or write it down. Put it in front of Baba, and just cleared, it's gone. Today's account is finished. Nothing, I don't carry anything in my mind. My mind is so clean. I don't carry any bitter feelings for myself or anybody. And I go to bed with a clean mind. Like we go to bed with clean clothes, clean sheet, brush the teeth. Yeah? We go to bed clean. So when we follow all physical cleanliness, is it not necessary for me to go to bed with clean mind? I carry all dirty things in the mind and I go to bed with a clean sheet on the bed, clean gown on the body, but dirty thoughts, dirty feelings in my mind. Is that authenticity? Is it honesty? I have to clean this. First of all, I should not carry anything with me. And another reason is, another reason why we feel bad is also on the basis of the belief system. You believe certain things and it's not the verse, it's not the situation that makes you bad, feel bad, but you believe it is bad and that is what makes you feel bad. Is that making sense to you? Yeah? Anybody who know each other? Anybody sitting here who know each other? Who do you know? Oh, Vietnam. Okay. All right. Sorry? Okay, Pakistan. Okay. So, say for example, what's your name? Hong. And you? These two sisters are friends. Maybe friends, maybe living in the center, maybe mother and a child, whatever. These two sisters, yeah? It's just an example. Just an example, yeah? Okay. Hong comes to me separately and she tells me, you know, the sister, she looks very innocent, but she's very bad. I saw her what she did with my own eyes. She's very that, she's very this. Now when I tell you this, how do you feel? How bad she is. But did you hear her telling? Did you heard her telling? Did you listen? No. Then why did you feel bad? You never heard her telling. Why did you feel bad? No, but why did you touch? Why you never even heard her telling? Did you see her telling me? Did you hear her telling me? No, why did you feel bad then? Exactly, you believed what I said. So you are hurt because you believed me. You are not hurt because she said. You are hurt because you believed me. We believe many things. And you know certain, you know one thing? Feelings are not fact. There is a phrase in English which says, feelings are not fact. Anything you feel is not fact. But you should learn to feel the fact. What's reality is different, but what you feel is because that's what you believe. Sorry? Okay. Feeling is not fact. F-A-C-T. Fact means truth, reality. Feeling is not reality, is not fact. But we have to learn to feel the real, the fact, the truth. Do you know the truth? Whether she said or not, you don't know. So why are you feeling bad? Because you believed me. Now I may be selfish, I may be whatever, you don't know me. You don't know what's real. So when you don't even know what real is, why are you feeling bad? You did not see, you did not hear, you never witnessed. Why do you feel bad? Baba says, even if somebody really tells straight on the face, you see, you hear, you shouldn't feel bad. Because it is their karma. You know, sometimes I have heard people telling, you tell me this? Did you tell me such a bad word? I will never forget. I will never forget till my death. So what am I holding in my heart? The bad word she said, is that so precious that you want to hold in your heart and you don't want to forget till death? And if I ask, what did Baba say today in the Murli? Yeah, it was very good. We forget all the good things. Why are we holding the bad things, what people say? When I know it is not precious, I should not hold it in my heart, isn't it? So it is within my hands, it's within my capacity to make my heart a beautiful, clean place for God to dwell, or to make my own mind, my own heart, a dustbin. You want your heart to be dustbin, make it at a dustbin, put all dirty things in there. You want to create your heart a dustbin? Yeah? How many of you like to make your heart, your mind dustbin? You want to make your heart dustbin? It's okay. I know your translation. We all like our mind to be so clean and pure, isn't it? Nobody likes our heart to make your heart dustbin. Yeah? But what are we making it? You see? Okay, another aspect of looking at things. Okay, this person has deceived me. This person has hurt me. This person has insulted me. Now, who actually did a mistake? He, she, or I? He. So he should cry. Why am I crying? She insulted me. She made a mistake, or I made a mistake? She made a mistake. Why am I disturbed? Why am I upset? Why am I feeling bad? So we only feel bad when we accept it, which means we keep the door open for all dirty things. Nowadays people not only cover the windows and doors and, you know, roll the glass of their car up and all that, but they also put on masks so that no allergens or no germs or no dust would enter them. Well, why don't I put something, a mask inside there, that no such things enter my mind? I allow my mind, anything can go. I accept very easily. Why should I accept? If that person is insulting me, he is doing a mistake, it is his problem, that person's problem. They have to be upset. Why should I be upset? I'm not doing anything. I'm a neutral person. So when I learn the art of detachment, see every person as an actor playing his role. He's doing villain role, he's doing a hero role, he's doing a side. It is his role. This person is doing a role to insult, this person is doing to whatever. Each person has a role to do, that is his role. And that person is not bad also, that is just a role that is playing. You know? That's okay, fine. I just have to be a detached observer. I should not be influenced by what people comment, people talk, people do. And I should not be carried away by what people say or not say. I should be very firm, very determined, very strong internally. Why am I so fragile that any small thing upsets me, any small thing can disturb me? Why should I be disturbed? You see? Even the smile on the face goes away. We try to smile at somebody, some people don't even smile. They've forgotten smiling. Even now, look, so many faces are so serious and so, as if, we are in a final examination or something. No smile on the face. This is the last minute of the life or something like that. So tight and so, don't have to. You can still smile. Even if we are going to leave the body, we can still smile and leave the body. No big deal. But happiness is something we always have to maintain. Even, okay, problem comes and goes. It's not that. We all have to face certain tests. Either you're at home, you're in the center, you're in Madhuban. You're a Madhuban Vasi, you're a center resident of a center or resident of a Madhuban. Whoever it is, anybody having this body, Brahman, non-Brahman, we all have to face certain things. We Baba's children in a school, we all have same examination to be passed. Well, it comes in a different forms because we are placed in different circumstances. We are placed with different people according to our own karma. But we all have to face, even I'm sitting here in Madhuban, or you're at home, or you're in the center, you're in charge, you're whoever it is, you're a sister, you're a brother, it's okay. But we all have to pass certain tests, isn't it? The test I face may be difficult for me, but when you see from your place, it might be easy. But the test what you are facing may be easy for me, may be difficult for you. But we all have to face anyway. Because test is only the way and means where we can understand, know how much I have knowledge actually in practice. Not intellectual knowledge, but knowledge in practice. How much I'm applying it. Really using it in my daily life is what actually the test is. If you're trying to insult me, it's just the test of my tolerance probably. It's a test of my self-respect probably. Or it's just the settlement of my past account probably. I might have insulted you and you in turn I insulted. Somebody is insulting me today, so it's clean. I should not feel hurt. And Baba says, one of the biggest qualities of God is to forgive. Now, okay, even if somebody has done a mistake, which I can't forget, like if somebody has deceived, has betrayed my faith, you see, I can't tolerate. I've believed you, I trust you, and you betray my trust. That's a hurt for me. But what's the use of carrying that hurt for a long time? I'm losing. And so, and more I'm carrying, for longer time I carry, more I feel burdened. And so, forgive that soul. Forgiving that soul for two reasons. One is to free myself from the bitter feeling. I need freedom from the feeling. Yeah? Another thing is I allow that soul to settle, or allow myself to settle karma with that soul, and allow God to, you know, settle or deal with that soul instead of I dealing directly. Now sometimes I know that I can't do anything with that soul. He's such a person, or he or she is such a person, I can't do anything, even whatever that person does. So you just have to forgive and allow Baba to deal with it. But I have to create that freedom from that burden and let go. Let go. Forgive. Now forgive actually means to take it out from your mind. Forget about it. And the second thing is, I'm also forgiving that soul because I want to keep my mind clean. Now who is responsible to keep your clothes clean? Yeah? Who is responsible to keep your body clean? Anybody else? Who is responsible to keep your back clean? Yes. And who is responsible to keep your mind, your feelings clean? That's it. So this person did this and this person did this. Okay, they did. But I have to clean it. Now you spilled tea on my clothes. I can't just sit down saying it's your fault. But I have to clean, isn't it? Who is going to clean my sari when you spill? You spill the tea. You put some color on my white sari. Your ink, you put your ink on my... Maybe incidentally or intentionally or accidentally, whatever. Now my sari became blue or green, whatever pen you're using. Now, if I just fold my hands and say, it is because of you my sari is stained, and I just sit quiet, what happens? You are happy? Eventually I have to clean it, isn't it? Put it in the washing machine or some detergent or whatever. So because of this, I have ill feeling. Somebody has dirtied my mind. But who has to clean? More, and one, remember one thing, please. Longer time I carry the bitterness, I'm creating subtle karma with that soul. More and more. Number one. Number two, every time I sit to meditate, sit to remember Baba, instead of remembering Baba, I remember that soul. I remember that feeling, that bitterness what I have comes up. Number three, I can never ever have the experience of feeling of love. I can't feel God's love. I can't feel God's peace. I can't feel God's sustenance, happiness, power, because I already have bitter feelings. So unless I don't empty the bin, I can't fill in. Yeah? If your bag is already full, can you put something else on it, in it? Only when I empty that, clean that, I'll be able to fill in God's power. Otherwise, we just sit down in meditation. When red light is on, we sit down. When white light is on, we sit down. We still sit down. What's happening here? Nothing. Sometimes we just wait for the light to change. We keep looking at the clock saying, oh, when will the meditation finish? We'll be waiting for meditation to finish. Because we are not enjoying. We can't feel that love. We can't feel that happiness. We can't feel that intoxication because my feelings are hurt. I carry the hurt. I carry the pain. I carry the bitter feelings. When I already have bitterness in me, I can't feel the sweetness. If you eat bitter gourd and if you eat sugar, how is the taste? It is still bitter, isn't it? You're eating the sugar, one spoon sugar, one bite of bitter gourd. One bite of bitter gourd, two spoons of sugar. But you still taste bitter, yeah? This is exactly what it will be. You have the bitter gourd inside and you try to experience that sweetness. You take little sweetness, but the bitterness inside, it's still there. So I am like as I am before. Before meditation, after meditation, same. No change. So why meditation? No smile before meditation, no smile after meditation. So what am I doing in meditation? Huh? Then do you call this meditation? Is that meditation? Remembering God, I'm not remembering God. Even while remembering God, I'll be still complaining. Baba, this is what happened. Look at that soul. He hurt me. This person did this to me. She should get. She will know. When she will get, she should be punished. So this is what I am remembering. When she gets this problem, she will know what pain I went through. And I'm sure, Baba, she should get that pain. She should realize her mistake. So this is what I'm meditating. Am I right? Sometimes, not always. Maybe sometimes we have such thoughts. So it's still ways I'm creating karmic account with that soul. And therefore, Baba says, yoga, meditation is a way and only means to destroy the sins, to settle all karmic accounts of the past. One side I'm trying to settle the past karma, on the other side I'm creating the subtle karma. What is then? When will I settle? More I remember, more I hold the bitterness, more longer time I'm creating karma with that soul. You want that to happen? You want more karma with that particular person who you don't want to even see? Would you like to have that bad karmic account with that soul? Even in your next birth? Would you like to take another birth just to settle a karma with that same soul? Don't even want to think about it. It's so unimaginable. So when I don't want any account with that soul, forget that person. We should feel as if that person doesn't exist for me. And if I want to remember that person doesn't exist for me, just forgive that soul and take the thought of that soul and put it aside. The third thing is, try to give good wishes to that soul, the best way. Every time that person or the bitterness comes in the mind, give good wishes. Give good wishes. At least, I will get into a habit of thinking good. Which means, I get into a habit of feeling good. Yeah. And another important thing, all the story we are talking about when somebody else does a mistake or somebody else hurt you, many a time I hurt myself. When I do a mistake, it hurts me. I can't forget what I've done. It comes to me again and again, like I carry the guilt feeling within myself. I shouldn't have done this. Why did I do this? I shouldn't have done that. I carry the guilt feeling, which is very bad. When I did a mistake, I realized the mistake and I forgive myself. I should be very honest and clean to God. Tell away everything and clean. Take it away and I forgive myself. That gives you self-respect. Longer time I hold the guilt feeling, I lose my self-respect. I can't respect myself anymore. Then I get into that feeling of, you know, inferiority. I feel very inferior to anybody, everybody. I just can't look straight to people because now I have lost that respect for myself. I don't like myself anymore because I think I have done a blunder, I've done a mistake, and therefore I also have to have courage to face myself, forgive myself, take it out of your mind. And that's only possible when I have the determination not to do again. I should be confident enough, have the determination never to commit that mistake again. That's okay, no problem. But I should be honest with myself and with God and give away everything to Him. Like what Baba said today. Speak to Baba, speak to the seniors or dadis and clear the mind away. Yeah? Good feelings for myself. Good wishes for anybody who hurts us. It's okay. That hurting is their problem, it's not my problem. So if they have a problem, I can't help. Everybody has mouth, each one would speak in their own way. I can't lock everybody's mouth and say, don't speak this. Anybody can speak anything for that matter. But why am I worried? Why am I bothered? That's my problem. I should create my stage in such a way that nothing should disturb me, nothing should bother me. That's a very firm, stable state of mind. Strong. It's okay. Don't allow anything to stay in your mind for a long time. Just reject it from outside. Never allow it to enter into your mind and never give a place in your heart for that thing to stay for a long time. You know, many times we hold that in our heart, keep that in the mind for a long time. What do you keep in your safe lock? What is there in your safe locks at home? Sorry? Valuables. Is there anybody who keep garbage in the safe lock? And what is the safest place in human being? Is the mind, your heart, isn't it? And what have you kept in your heart? Valuable? Insult is valuable? If somebody spoke a dirty word to you, is that valuable? When you know it is not valuable, then why am I to hide it in my heart? Why should I give place in my heart at all? Throw it out. You see? Take it out and throw it out. So I should be concerned that I have to be clean. I should remain, my feelings should be clean. I should heal, I should, you know, make it clean and heal my own feelings. And nobody else can. The person who hurt you will not come back to you and heal you or clean you, no? If you spill tea on my skirt, on my sari, you will not come and wash it for me. I have to do it. So I have to have mercy for myself and clean my mind and heart and my feelings. And it's only because I want to be clean. I want to be smiling. I want to be happy. If that person, this situation, it's their problem. Let them do. But I have to be happy. I have to be smiling. I have to be bright, sparkling. No? Yeah? Yeah? No? Thank God you're awake. Okay? Om Shanti. Any questions, please? Yeah. Okay. First of all, you should not do the mistake again and again. We do the mistake again and again because I'm weak, because I like it. Yeah? Maybe I like to do it again and again. Maybe because you don't even realize it is a mistake. And even after you know it's a mistake, maybe it's a habit for you to do it, and you're not able to come out of the habit. Habit? Yeah? So we have to break this habit somewhere. It's like addiction. Some people are addicted to do mistake again, even though they know it is a mistake, but it's like an addiction. They want to get out of it, but they're not able to get out of it. So in which case you have to seek somebody's help who you trust. Maybe the sister in charge, maybe your friend who you really trust, you seek help. But for actually you have to seek help from Baba. Your connection with Baba should be so well, so nice that I should be able to get out of that habit, that addiction, with God's help. But if my connection is not so very well with God, then we have to seek the senior's help. And secondly, we have to have some good company. And that company that helps us to get into that streamline. Yeah? Any question, please? That's it? Yeah. The greatest virtue I have found in the seniors that they follow is to the ability to let go, number one. And they don't carry their past to the present. Even half an hour ago anything happens, they just let it go. They forget. They let it go. You know? Because the Baba has made them very firm in one lesson, or they are very firm in one of Baba's lessons is past is past. Even 10 minutes ago, 15 minutes ago, what happened? That's gone, isn't it? Just let it go. What's now is important for me. The present is my priority. Now it's my choice. Should I carry my past experience to now when I cry, let go the past and to be very happy now? My choice. Carry the past, I cry, I make you cry, I make a atmosphere very unhealthy. I let go whatever happened, I'm happy, I make you happy. My choice. So dadis or seniors, what I've seen is they just let go the past. They don't carry the past to the present. They never allow, they never color their past to the present. They never color one person's experience into the next. Sometimes, you know, it happens if one person deceives us. We think even this person may deceive, and this person may deceive. So we have that very strong feeling that maybe everybody might be deceiving me. We are afraid. We doubt people. They don't. So they wind up the past. Live in the present. Yeah? Any more questions, please? That's it? We have a few minutes meditation. I'm still healing it. It actually, we need to have an aim. We need to have an aim that I should be happy. I should never allow anybody to hurt me. Remember one thing. Nobody can hurt me without my permission. When I allow somebody to hurt me, that I'll be hurt. If I don't allow somebody to hurt me, they will not hurt me. In a sense, I should never let the feeling stay in my heart. Then I don't feel the hurt. Otherwise, many times, well, because she said the experience, something to do with my personal life, when we become Baba's children, we become more fragile. When we become Baba's children, our expectation grows. Because in the world we know their people are like that. Even if they're going to tell a lie, it will not bother you more. But when Baba's child tell you lie, that's a big thing. And we expect that it should not happen. Our expectations grows, we become more fragile, and we create a comfort zone. And we feel, you know, like we are very safe within. And many times a little bit go out of the comfort zone, we are hurt. So what I've learned is that I have to be determined, face the situation, and many times also we try to run away from it because it's a protection. But how far can we run away? I run away from here, same thing will continue wherever you run. You run from there, then that thing will continue. Well, maybe in a different form, but the problem still lies. So running away from your own karma, how far can you run? Yeah? So we have to face. But it's really a very determined thing that we have to take up, that my thoughts, my heart need to be clean, no matter what it is. I know this one's mistake and I absolutely have no mistake. It's fine. It's okay. Even without your mistake, if somebody else have done, hurt you, that's your problem. And God is there to look after their karma. I don't have to do anything with it. Only I have to do is, have to keep myself safe, happy, unhurt. And whatever the feelings that I've been carrying from the past, take it out. Each day, empty the bin. And remember that I should not make my heart a bin, dustbin, but I have to make my heart a temple, a pure place, not a dustbin. It's a secret place, sacred place, yeah, where treasures have to be hidden and not the dust, not the garbage. So if at all I have some, clean it up. And it's a regular process. Amrit Vela, when I see it, take it out. Before I go to bed, I take it out. Only then, following next morning, I'll be able to draw that power, energy from God. Yeah, when I sit for Amrit Vela, I'll be able to experience that power, feel that. Many times we don't feel God's love. Yeah, we don't feel that peace. We are peaceless many times. Baba's children, who are supposed to bring the world of peace. We are supposed to create a world of happiness. But I am peaceless inside. I am unhappy inside. So what am I creating outside? Yeah? You got what I say? So I should smile for the world to smile. I should be happy for the world to be happy. I have to be peaceful. For world to be peaceful. So I have to be clean so I can create a clean world. It's okay, anybody hurts, fine, but I should not take it up. I should keep my clothes clean, my heart clean, my mind clean. It's okay. If you don't smile, no problem. I smile. You don't respect me, it's okay, no problem. You don't have, so you don't give. I have, I give. You don't love me, no problem, I love you, because I have love. You have no love, you don't love. I have love, I give you love. I should not expect, look, he doesn't even love me. She doesn't even do this. They can't. Poor people, they don't have. They can't do it. How do you expect them to do it? It's not their capacity. So let me do it. Yeah? Smile? You can smile? You can't smile? Very difficult? Even after 1.5 hours, it's difficult? Yeah? Yeah. This is nice question. What is the soap that detergent that keeps the mind and heart clean? But you did not ask which water to use, thank God. It's just the determination. It's the aim. I need to have the aim that I have to keep myself clean. Interest, aim, and determination. Om Shanti. We have a couple of minutes silence, please. Yeah. Thank you. Nice meeting you all. I'm very happy to meet you all.
Om Shanti. Let's give her a big hand.
Thank you. Every time from now when we sit in meditation, remember that I have to sit with clean mind. No ill feelings, no hurt, no pain. Take it out. I have to sit in front of God with cleanliness, with clean mind.